Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, welcome to the Soul Forever Radio Show, where, of course, soul lives forever. I am your host, T.L. Harris, and, of course, Soul Forever Radio is a division of Soul Forever Clan that consists of Stephanie Campbell, James Newborn, Amanda Parker, Colton Thomas, and again, myself, T.L. Harris. We hope to bring you engaging discussions and enlightening topics about the artists and the music that you love. If you wish to be a part of this show, then you are more than welcome to do so by calling in at 347-838-9495. Again, that number is 347-838-9495. And as we begin with all episodes, I would like to bring my co-host in, Mrs. Amanda Parker. Amanda, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you for asking. And before we really get started into the meat of the show, let me just say that I really enjoy the experience that we had doing the last show that we did, which was the tribute to Johnny Taylor, and having the legends that we had on that show, Mr. Harvey Scales, Mac Rice, and Don Davis. That was an absolutely wonderful experience. How do you feel about that, Amanda?
Oh, yeah. It was a wonderful show. It was wonderful to have such wonderful legends. And I am so excited about this show. I know we're late with Father's Day being Sunday, but we're still in the same week, so we're not really late. But, you know, I'm super excited about this show, as all of our shows. We always have great shows, but I love when we can do what we do best, and I think that's just giving our opinion of our favorite songs.
Absolutely. I couldn't have put it better. And, you know, again, you know, celebrating fathers. We don't want people to think that we've forgotten fathers, because we haven't. As Amanda said, we're in the same week, and we just want to take a moment to celebrate fathers as we did with mothers in our Mother's Day episode. So having said that, we are about to get into what we feel are our top five Father's Day songs of all time. And here's my disclaimer to that. These lists that we're about to give you belong to Amanda Parker and T.L. Harris. This is not representative of anyone else. So, you know, we hope that we encourage you to come up with your own top five Father's Day tunes and honor your father. And, you know, have fun doing so. So with that said, I believe we are going to get started. You know my motto, ladies first. So, Amanda, you have the floor.
I just want to say again, I'm so excited to do this show. I don't know why I'm so excited about this list. Maybe because this list was actually harder than the Mother's Day list of songs for me.
Right.
I don't really know why. And I think when we go over our songs, one thing I noticed when I look back at our Mother's Day list versus I haven't seen your top five Father's Day songs yet, but when I looked at my own, I see something different. Whereas with the Mother's Day songs, for the most part, maybe, and I don't want to really give anything away, but I think the Mother's Day songs, most of those songs kind of could represent one person, whereas with these Father's
right.
Day songs, there's so many different types of fathers, and you know, like I said,
right.
we can discuss that with each song. But anyway, moving
and
right
we
on.
Will. Oh, we will.
to get things
which
started,
which will make this episode. Yeah.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, and just to mention, this is the first time that we've actually done one of these lists, where we're actually going to play some of the songs from the list. So we hope you enjoy this show as well. All right. Having said that, you've got the floor.
All right. Number five a song that you actually introduced to me, you being the huge Four Tops fan that you are. I have to say that this song is so real and it's so unusual for the time. I don't think I've heard of another song like it to express the emotions coming from a father who marries a woman and her child is not his child. And the song I'm talking about is My Fatherless Son by the Four Tops. And I think that song had to make my list because you have so many people, you have a lot of, you don't necessarily have the traditional marriages nowadays for the people that still get married, even. You know, a lot of times somebody's coming in with a child from a previous relationship or, you know, they were married and they had a child outside the marriage. So I think this song kind of fits today's time, maybe even so more better than the time period it was written in. Not to say that that wasn't going on then, but it's so much more prevalent now and acceptable. And I feel like the way Levi sings the song is like, you know, and just talks about looking at this boy, this child, and hating him because of who the boy's father is. And I'm sure there's so many men out there that can relate to it. And you don't hear people sing like that and really express that emotion of having some type of feeling like that toward a child. But at the end, everything comes together. But just the emotion that he's singing and the resentment, you know, I just think it's a really powerful song. And, you know, for the fathers who are able to lovingly accept, even if it takes a little time, lovingly accept the child that comes in from a previous relationship, that this song is for that particular father especially, I think, something that he would be able to relate to.
Absolutely. I had some words about the song, but why bother? You said it so perfectly. I think the only thing that I can add to the song is like you said, the song was recorded in 1968. And, you know, it wasn't cool for a man to speak of that kind of resentment in 1968, you know, whether it was almost like an unspoken thing. But, you know, right. Once tragedy takes place, you know, the man's perspective changes. So what we're going to do right now, since Father and Son is such a great tune, how do you feel if we just play that right now and so we can let the people understand what we're talking about?
Sure.
All right.
That might keep him from my side. So we went and I was faced with a child of three, knowing he did not belong to me. I could see in him his father's eyes. I hated him for just being alive. These images came from out of the past, causing bitter feelings that seemed to last. But she tried to make me understand, you can love the child and hate the man. No, my son and my son and I, will we ever be together?
powerful record and a great selection for your list, Amanda.
What wonderful song, and I appreciate you playing it.
Absolutely. Number five for me, you know, this is one of those songs that, you know, if you grew up in a certain area, I definitely say the South, but it's become like the unofficial Father's Day anthem for a lot of fathers, you know, because for a long time it was the only song that was known for fathers, you know, when it first came out in 1969. But number five for me, Color Him Father by the Winstons. Just an absolute great record, and unfortunately it was the only hit, but man, what an impact it made, and it told a story from the father's perspective of a man who raised children, who married a woman who had previous children from a relationship whose their father was killed in the war, and basically taking these kids in as his own and raising them and making no distinction as to whether they're real children or stepchildren. Wonderful record. And what do you think?
Well, I just have to say that, you know, and I think one of my favorite things about that song in particular is, you know, like I said, you have so many different standpoints. Let me just go ahead and say without dragging it on, that's my number four song. So, you know, we
okay.
tend to do that. That's my number four. So,
absolutely.
You know, like you said, you really gave it a great introduction. But, you know, the thing I love most about the song is that it's coming from the standpoint of, like you said, singing about a child or, you know, maybe later as an adult or whatever, just singing about his father, who's actually a stepfather, you know. And you have that dynamic nowadays, and people don't, you know, people don't always think about it, you know. And it was kind of, once again, somewhat different for that time period. But I became familiar with the song after my grandfather passed away in 1997. My mother actually went looking for that song, you know. So that's when I first remember hearing the song. So I definitely had to add it to the list.
All right, well, since it's your number five, well, my number, what is my number five and your number four, why don't we go ahead and play that one since it's so close in proximity to the song on the list. So,
sounds good.
Here we go. The Winstons, Color Him Father.
Another man at my house, so big and strong. He goes to work each day and he stays all day long. He comes home each night looking tired and beat. He sits down at the dinner table and has a bite to eat. Never a frown, always a smile when he says to me, "How's my child?" I say that I've been studying hard all day to school, trying very hard to understand the golden rule. I think I'll color this man father.
Color him father.
I think I'll color him love.
Color him love.
Said I'm gonna color him father.
Color him father.
I think I'll color the man love. Yes, I will.
Color him love.
He says education is the thing if you want to compete, because without it, son, life ain't very sweet. I love this man and I don't know why, except I'll need his strength until the day that I die. My mother loves him, and I can tell by the way she looks at him when he holds my little sister Nell. I heard her say just the other day that if it hadn't been for him, she couldn't have found her way. I think I'll color him father.
Color him father.
I'm gonna color him love.
Color him love.
I've got to color him father.
Color him father.
I think I'll color this man love.
Color him love.
kill in the war. And she knows she and seven kids couldn't have gotten very far. She said she thought that she could never love again. And then there he stood with that big wide grin. He married my mother and he took us in. And now we belong to the man with that big wide grin. I've got to color this man father.
Color him father.
I'm gonna color him love.
Color him love.
I've got to color him father.
Color him father.
I believe I'll color this man love.
Color him love.
He's been sent so good to me.
Color him father.
I believe I've got to color him love.
Color him love.
I'm gonna color him father. I've got to color this man love.
Color him father.
He's just so kind.
Color him father.
I think I'll color him love.
Again, a great record by a group that really should have been bigger than what they were, but definitely put out a Father's Day anthem.
Absolutely.
Okay. My number four was originally written by General Norman Johnson and Ron Dunbar, and they actually recorded the song first, and I believe because of the next gentleman who picked it up and cut it, the song was nominated for a Grammy in about a year or so later, 70, 71, somewhere around that time. But, it's indelible as a Father's Day song simply because of its spoken intro. I was born and raised down in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged that folks used to call me Patchy. Papa used to tease him about it. Of course, deep down inside, he was hurt because he done all he could. But don't ask me to sing like Clarence Carter because I can't. But it's a great record nonetheless. So, obviously, my number four is Patches, and it's a wonderfully tragic tale of how hard a young man had it growing up with the wisdom that his father instilled in him before he passed away and the lessons that he learned along the way. So, big shout-out to the late General Norman Johnson and Clarence Carter and, of course, Ron Dunbar. And for putting such a great song together. And my number four is Patches.
No arguments here. Patches is a wonderful Father's Day song, and it's one of the ones that I certainly remember from, hearing my entire life. So great choice.
Absolutely.
All right. So number three for me. Number three for me is, I guess, out of all the songs on my list, this is the most recent song. And no matter how many times I hear it, it still brings a tear to my eye. Number three for me, Dance With My Father by Luther Vandross. I just think that a lot of people... You know, it's one of those songs where, a lot of weddings, the first dance with you, or dance with the father, or like the song says, the bride dancing with her father. A lot of people who've lost their father, and not necessarily having lost your father, but it's a tale that if your father was in your life, you remember being a kid and, your dad doing stuff with you, playing around, dancing around, or especially the part where, for me, if you had a disagreement with your mother, it's like your dad was there to kind of soften the blow. And
right.
I think for a lot of people, a lot of memories come flooding back, and it's definitely an emotional song. So that song definitely had to be on the list.
Well, it's a wonderful tune, and, Luther Vandross did an excellent job on it, and like you said, very emotional song, and it's just one of those songs that just anytime you hear it, it tugs at your heartstring, and You know, I don't want to bring a tear to your eye, so I'm gonna hesitate on playing that one. But definitely a more it would be to me, because of how big the song was, the Color Him Father of this generation.
Right.
Because there's so many people that relate to Dance with My Father, and just as there were many people who related to Color Him Father when it first was released. So, absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to definitely keep Luther on the list. And, of course, the job that he had with how emotional that song was for him to record. All right. Are we at my number three?
Yes, we are.
Okay, I guess we are. Okay. You don't have to do this every episode. My number three, first of all, if there is a person who you wish could be your father just by the sound of his voice, I think this person would fit that bill, at least for me. Simply put, and I'm not going to leave any suspicion to it, because it's O.C. Smith and the tune is Daddy's Little Man. And it's just a great record about a conversation about a man and his son. And obviously the mother and the father are no longer together, and he's checking up on, hey, Daddy Little Man. And O.C. walks the balance of spending that natural time with his son, and you know, just being responsible in a perfect manner, in a perfect way. So big ups to the late, great O.C. Smith and to this song. It's a wonderful record.
Absolutely. Wow. Are you going to play it?
Sure, I can play Daddy's Little Man.
No, I wasn't sure if you were. I didn't want to, like, cut in. I just think it's a great song. And when you said the voice of your father, I knew exactly what you were. I knew exactly what you were going to say. Because when I think about my dad, you're going to laugh. I know nobody else listening is going to get this. But when I think about my dad, the song that I probably, it's a few songs that I think about him on. But not necessarily this song by O.C. Smith, but my mind went to Little Green Apples because my dad was famous, known for singing that song around the house, and a couple others that I won't even get into. But that's, you know, so when you said that, my mind went to my dad. So I definitely, even though this wasn't necessarily a song that I would think about my dad on, I definitely think about my dad and my mom too when it comes to O.C. Smith. He was definitely a wonderful, wonderful singer.
Absolutely. And since you mentioned it, shout out to Mr. Sperling. Hope all is well with you and hope that everything is okay. And I just want to say hello to you. And while I'm at it, let me say hello to my own dad and shout him out. Henry Bass, happy Father's Day to you, and hopefully we'll see you soon. All right, so we'll play. Go ahead and play Daddy's Little Man. We got a little time, so here we go with Daddy's Little Man.
My mind. Just look at Daddy's little man. Stand up, let me take a look at you. My, you must have grown about a foot or two since last weekend. Let's run in and wash your face and hands. I want to take a little walk and have a little talk. Daddy's little man. my, my. Just look at daddy's little man. No, I don't want to batter your mud pie. Looks appetizing, but I think I'm gonna pass it by this time. I gotta die right here in my hand. I wanna buy some ice cream and walk down by the stream with daddy's little man. Now you be careful with that ice cream cone. Mama's gonna tan your hide. Speaking of mama, she all right? Does she go out a lot at night? No, I don't think bullfrogs bite. Well, does mama still see Mr. Jones? You know, the man who took you for a ride. Does she ever look at you and cry? Yes, I see the butterfly. No, it's just something in my eyes. Remember that muscle you used to tell me about all the time? Let me see it. Sure, then. Yeah. Whoa, my, my. Look at daddy's little man. Yeah. Well, I guess you better kiss me bye-bye now. Time just seems to fly somehow. When you're having fun, I gotta run. I'll call you when I can. Maybe Sunday I can go to the show with daddy's little man. Daddy's little man. My, oh my, my. Hey, look at daddy's little man.
That was the late, great O.C. Smith singing Daddy's Little Man. You know,
great
towards
song.
The end of his life, O.C. Smith, absolutely, absolutely. You know, towards the end of his life, he became a pastor at a church in California and died as a pastor of the church. I wonder if he should sing this song during Father's Day, during the service. Just a random thought. I'm just curious. I think it would be cool for him to, you know, just bust out the daddy's little man during the service. All right. We are at your number two.
Well, if you'll notice, when you said your number four, I didn't give you time to say that you were going to play it because I needed you to wait for me to say that it's on my list. So number two for me is Patches by Clarence Carter. And like you said, you already gave all the wonderful information. So, you know, it's not much I could really say other than the fact that the song that I've heard for so many years. And it's one of those, of all the songs on my list, well, I take that back. It's the one that's been with me almost as long as my number one song, but just remember hearing it over and over. And I think what makes this song special, of all the songs on the list, from at least on my list, is for this particular song, you're, like you said, you're dealing with a father who passed away, but you're you're looking at it from the aspect of a child who's been left to fill his father's shoes. You know, he's the oldest, which in those times meant, okay, whatever you're doing, you stop it, you going to school, you playing with your friends, whatever you're doing, you have to be an adult, no matter how old you are. You could be a teenager where you're getting close, or you could be a preteen. Didn't matter. You, whatever you're doing, you don't have to take on all these adult responsibilities to help out your mother and all your younger siblings. And, you know, Clarence Carter sings it like it's his true life story. I mean, I love the way he sings that song. So, you know,
really,
shout out to Clarence Carter. He's been married five times and divorced five times. That's one of the most memorable things he ever said when I saw him in person twice.
Well, as long as he didn't create any patches along the way, he's all right. the only reason I'm not going to play patches is because we are pressed for time and I wanted the opportunity to play our number one songs. And,
okay.
You know, and so we're going to, my number two, we've already heard it because you gave us such a glowing tribute and said so many wonderful things about it. But my number two is My Fatherless Son by the Four Tops.
See, I know
great record.
I knew there was no way that this list was going to be complete without the Four Tops. I knew it.
Are you kidding? since you said that, big shout out and a hello, Mr. Duke Fakir. Hope all is well with you. Hope everything is okay. I had to include the Four Tops. I really did. You know, it was either that or a good friend of mine. I'll mention his name. His name is Isaac. Mentioned the Keeper of the Castle as another possibility as a Father's Day song, and I thought that, you know, was also a good possibility, but I think My Fatherless Son fits more into that father role.
Right.
You know.
Cool.
But yeah, My Fatherless Son, shout out to all of them. And also, since we're into the 21st, yesterday made the 15th anniversary of the passing of Lawrence Payton. So, you know, also keep the memory of Lawrence Payton alive as well. But Father Son is a great record. Now, young lady, Mrs. Amanda Parker, your number, I know what your number one is, but would you please enlighten the listening audience of the Soul Forever radio network out there what your number one is?
Okay. First of all, before I say it, it's not Usher's version, because some people will get it twisted. No, I'm not talking about that daddy's home.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about the one that Shep and Limelight did, but Jermaine Jackson took and did so much better. Daddy's Home by Jermaine Jackson. And I know that if you listen to the lyrics, it's not talking about daddy as in literally father, but more of the man of the house to the woman and all that. But when I was a kid, my dad traveled a lot for his job. And this was one of his favorite songs that when he would sing this song. So in my mind as a child, I don't know of any other kind of daddy. So my thought is, oh, daddy's home to stay. You know, and it worked for me because my dad, like I said, he traveled. So that song has always just been one of my favorite songs when I think about songs about dads, even though technically it's not exactly that dad, but for me it's that dad. So that's my number one song, Daddy's Home by Jermaine Jackson.
I'm going to say this, then I'm going to play the song, and I'm just going to let it be what it is. Now, when he was lip-syncing Daddy's Home, he wasn't necessarily singing to you. Oh, trust and believe. he was singing to the wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Having
you
said that,
to the wife, that's all it is.
I really did. Hello, Mrs. Sperling. I hope all is well with you as well. All right. Daddy's Home. Jermaine Jackson. Is that J-A-C-K-S-O-N or S-U-N? That's neither here nor there. Daddy's Home. Jermaine Jackson.
You're my love, you're my angel, you're the girl of my dreams. I like to thank you for waiting patiently, yeah, yeah. Daddy's home, your daddy's home.
Know what song this is. And I said all that to say Gene Record was the lead singer of the Shy Lights. And, of course, the song is Let Me Be the Man My Daddy Was. Just an absolute emotional tug at your heartstrings kind of song. And he just put such an emphasis on the way he sang that song. And I think it just made me make it number one on my list. Any thoughts on that?
Definitely a great song. It's one I certainly considered.
Absolutely. Well, we do have 2 minutes left, and there are a couple of things I did want to mention before we get out of here. I definitely wanted to mention that Saturday at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, we are doing another show, and this show is in tribute to Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions. We're going to do a top five list for the Impressions as a group, and we're going to do a top five list for Curtis Mayfield as a solo artist. And for this particular episode, we are going to bring in fellow member of the Soul Forever Clan, Mr. James Newborn. That's going to be a very special show, so we hope that you tune in for that one. Again, that is Saturday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And although I don't have exact dates, ladies and gentlemen, I will say this. We have something very, very special coming up for you. Please stay tuned into this show and check it out. And I promise you, I guarantee you, you will not be disappointed. But please check out the show Saturday, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, tribute to Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions. And Amanda, with the time left, is there anything you'd like to say?
I'd just like to say, great show, a lot of fun. Honorable mentions real quick, Grandfather's Clock,
Absolutely.
Grandpa Tell Me About the Good Old Days by the Judds, because can't forget the grandfathers, because grandfathers were very significant and special in our lives. So I had to shout them out as well.
Absolutely. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, that is our show this time. We will see you again Saturday, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, and enjoy your morning. That's it for us.